You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast.
The Motor Zone is brought to you by EZQ4U, vehicle admin made easy. Call 073-280-2971.
Have you got vehicle admin headaches? Hi, I'm Hazel from EZQ4U, and I have a solution. Whether it's personal or business, renewals, registrations, taking for roadworthy, or getting number plates, EZQ4U sorts it all. From licensing to ownership changes, BRNC applications to engine clearances, even deceased estate vehicle processing. We do the running around so you don't have to. Take the schlep out of your vehicle admin. Call or WhatsApp EZQ4U on 073-280-2971 today. EZQ4U, vehicle admin, made easy.
It's just past 10:30 and time for the Motor Zone with James Donicky from JSJ Motors. Good morning, James, and welcome back. For me, it feels like I haven't seen you forever.
Yeah, last time I was here, it was raining. Yes, now today, yes. Look at it, 25 degrees outside. Yes, my goodness.
But we did have a downpour.
Just now, yeah, it was unbelievable, but it's dry already.
Is it dry? Okay.
It's dry already.
I just heard rain, and I thought, wow, you know, it's raining again.
It didn't cool it down on the way down. Yeah, it was like 25, so we got one of those lovely days.
Right. So you know what's coming. Apparently, we have been warned. Severe storm making our way too.
Hopefully not by the weekend, because the daughter's matric farewell. Yes,
A lot of the school matrics are on their way now, and it's all about vehicles, dresses.
Please don't let them drive. just you as a parent, please get organize a bus, Uber, whatever. Just don't let them drive.
Yes, I agree.
You know, Dutch courage comes out in a wrong way.
And also the after parties worry me.
A lot of vehicles on the road.
Yes.
If there's a lot of them going to be out there, I hope they don't drive. Rather get an Uber, get a bus, organize a bus, get your kids home safely. Wake up in the morning, they're there. They've spent all this time. If you spend all this money getting them to matric, let them finish matric and enjoy the rest of their life. And I can't stress this enough. Same as game. We'll mention it in this before December, November. About them going on the rage that and thing as well. I'm not going to be. We'll do that a bit of a more on that.
We'll do that closer. But for all the matriculants, as we say,
good luck, enjoy it.
Yes, but I love it. They doll up, and they look beautiful, and they come in these cars, and then they just want to get out of that party because they want the after party.
Well, they want to go down the red carpet, as they would say, and everybody's going to see them in their dress because everybody's been secretive about it, even my daughter and my wife. And I've seen it, but I'm not allowed to say a word.
Please don't.
Yeah, I'm being sworn to secrecy. So, yeah, and also well done to Redham Girls. They won the international hockey at Hartley Vale over the weekend. So well done to them.
Gold medal,
and the boys came second. Sachs won.
Wow.
Some great players in there, too. I tell you, some of these boys can whack a ball.
We've got talents. We've got sport talents.
There was one or two boys of color in there, and I tell you some of that Sachs side. Even the Redham boys. Stunning players. I mean, I got nothing about hockey, but I wouldn't like one of those balls on my leg.
Oh, me neither. I started playing hockey, but then I injured someone, and then they said, rather go to netball, and that's where I started.
And that's where you injured your arm?
Yes.
And that was just you coaching. All right, so let's get stuck into cars. We're talking about kids in matric, but like I say, please, guys, don't let them drive. It's just a safety precaution. Yes. Rather spend the extra money and let them come home safely.
I agree.
And watch out, and please tell the Uber drivers, I heard there was a terrible accident at the
four ways over the weekend.
Please, guys, make sure they stop and look. Take your time going through it because you don't know what people are out there. It was the end of the month as well. Also.
Yes, it is.
Guys, drink. I don't know why. But, people have become stupid again. That time of year.
Diminished. Responsibilities.
No, just idiotic drivers. Okay, well, let's get in there. So, and that's another thing we'll bring up that as well, the RAF, the Road Accident Fund as well.
I think we need to talk about that because is it true? I heard a rumor that there's not, the funding has disappeared.
Well, a lot of the funding's been disappeared because it's the sharks of the lawyers.
Okay.
You know, the lawyers that go there, people, these guys see when you're in an accident in a taxi, and they think, but there was something, I've just got to see if I can find it again. I don't know if I took it down, but I know I did do something about the Road Accident Fund. I'll see if I can't find it today.
We can talk about it next week,
what you can claim and what you can't claim.
Yes.
Because I did see something about that, and people are getting the wrong perception that they can claim from the Road Accident Fund for everything. They can't.
Yeah.
There's a difference of what you can claim and what you can't, even if you're in a taxi.
Yeah. Maybe that could be our next topic. I wouldn't want to say it,
but with the Road Accident Fund, you can claim things. You need a good lawyer, but the lawyers are the – I think the biggest problem in the country is the lawyers, these guys that go and – cheap lawyer in a cheap suit.
Yeah, not all lawyers.
I'm just saying cheap lawyer, cheap suit. Yes. You know, and that's the shops. And they hold the court cases up and prolong everything. Yes. And people don't. We've seen it on carte blanche and things like that.
Yes, we have.
So, yeah. Another thing we're going to discuss as well. Guys, if you're buying a new car from a second-hand car and you're not sure, reputable dealer, there is guys out there that will come out and check the car. I've been doing watching a couple of YouTube videos on them and I can't remember what they're called right now, but they will come and check the car. They'll put the computer on it, go through the computer, if you give them all the details of the car you want to buy, they can go through the bank and they can go through the dealer that you bought, that where the car was serviced. So they'll get a dealership. For a lot of people get the car up until a certain kilometers when the maintenance plan falls away. They can get all that info for you. And to see if they've turned back the speedo. There's so many computers out there. The guys are importing them, and the guys can turn back the speedo. Not by much, but 5,000 or 6,000 kilometers or even 10,000 kilometers is a lot.
Oh, yes. But can you do it on these new cars?
Yes.
So you can do it on the new cars too?
The guys are coming out with newish equipment all the time that can do this.
I thought it was more the older cars, you know, that you want to sell it, so you can do it on old cars.
Older cars, new ones as well. The guys are still trying, the big dealers. It's making it more difficult. But the guys with the electronics nowadays, they just go in and it's vehicle speedo correction, mileage correction systems, and they go in there and they can do it with a little laptop.
How can one tell that it's been fiddled with?
Well, there's certain things that are in the car that we don't know about that will keep the original mileage.
So they
will go in and go and see. And not only that, if the guys, that's what's also important to ask for the service book. Oh, no, we've lost the service book. So what the guy can do is he can get, if they've lost the service book, and you can go back to where who's ever done it or whatever, get the last mileage of the vehicle when it was serviced and try and compare.
Yes.
Average people do, I think it was about 10,000 Ks a year. Around you, maybe 5.
Yes.
But, yeah, and let the guy check it out. But he'll go through the car for you. He will go through it with a fine-tooth comb. Even I think the AA, I don't know if AA still do it. If you long today, you can find
because before
them.
You have mentioned it, and also before, if you want to sort your car out or take your car there before you purchase, you went to AA. Now you've got all these people offering the service
because
and it's
more.
Mobile. It's mobile service.
Yes, they will go to the dealer, and the dealers can't refuse them. But also, what they've been doing is, and I read there was something else as well, is that dealers are selling, the banks are actually, these guys are so clever, they're actually getting finance on code 2 vehicles, which is a car that's been rebuilt or been in an accident or stolen and recovered, where they never used to.
No.
It had to be a car that's never had any problems. So code 1 was the only one you did it.
Yeah.
The banks, these guys somehow are changing something or other, and the banks are financing this without the bank's knowledge.
Yeah.
And this is where the problem lies. So go and have it checked. Take it to someone proper. Really, I don't know what they charge, 1,500, 2,000 rand. But at the end of the day, it's worth it, definitely.
When you purchase an older car, you've got to go and get it dotted yourself. Am I right?
I think you've got to go to Balbo somewhere. I don't think so. You don't have to. I think a lot of the top road, dot-to-dot, they call it.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't have to take it to them. The roadworthy guys, I think, do it.
Yes.
They're authorized to do it. Because it'll go onto the system. So, and then they'll dot-to-dot with the circuit number. And you can't see it. You need a special.
All cars need that now. Am I
correct? Even motorbikes. If you're buying a motorbike through a dealer, it's got to be dot-to-dotted.
Is this recent? It's been a couple of years now because of the amount of theft that's going on.
I mean, motorbikes, cars are being stolen left, right, and centre. I think the easiest one, out of all the vehicles, I think out of the buckies, double cabs, things like that, Isuzu is one of the lowest. So if you're going to buy one Toyota Ford, look at Anjo, it's not that bad, but the Fords, that's another thing. So I was looking at this thing, and this is South African most common problems with cars that people buy. So the South African common car problems include issues with engines, transmission, steering, problems with windows, door locks, information systems. So you got even the wife's car as well. She took it in for a service. They did an upgrade on it. She got that. I was busy on the home the next day. Next month, it looked like a Christmas tree. It was on and off and whatever. The system wouldn't allow it to upgrade. It upgraded for a certain amount of time, and then it caused chaos.
She had to go back.
She had to go back. They came and towed it away because she didn't want to drive it. She had the engine warning light and this light and that light. And they had to reflash it again, and then they got it. It's like a computer. Sometimes you get a crash thing on your hard drive. They had to redo it as well.
Wouldn't it be nice? Just bring simple back.
Unfortunately, simple is not always the best way. It is nice, but simple is gone now. It's all the safety aspects of the car that you got out there. That's more what they're aiming for, is to make you safe. Not that it's going to be cheaper. It's going to be much more expensive to fix the car in the long run.
Yeah. And there's certain cars, as you know, and you've mentioned many, that are long, they're strong, they're hardcore, and they just keep going.
Yeah. Do your homework.
And yes, but there's a few of the older cars that just... if you look at Sean with the Isuzu, he's on what? 800 now, take it to a million.
It's just the body's not... It's like the engine might still be running, but the bodywork's starting to get a bit...
But if you notice, he is looking after it. So he looks after all of that, but he's determined to get a million.
I don't know, try it. It's brilliant. I mean, there's other cars that do it.
I mean, how does that happen? How does a car... make almost a million.
There's cars that have done 4 million. Trucks do 3-4 million kilometers.
Really?
Oh, yes, easy.
Okay.
You got to remember they're doing a long distance and they service them quite regularly. Yes. And it's all to do with servicing. 10,000 Ks on a diesel, once a motor plan or whatever, maintenance plan is finished, 10,000 Ks. Yes. Do it every 10,000, put a good oil in, guarantee you your motor will last forever. When you see signs of smoking on your diesel vehicle, have your injectors checked, because the fuel that we use in the country is not the greatest, and these are electronically controlled injectors. If the injector starts to leak, you're going to have major engine problems. And 2 weeks ago we mentioned, if you're going to get diesel at a garage, make sure you go to the correct garage, get good diesel, because the cheap diesel that these guys are putting paraffin in destroys the engine in half an hour.
How does one know that you're getting good diesel?
You'll never know.
You'll never know. So how does one know to go to... I mean, all these garages are reputable.
Yes.
Well, supposed to be reputable. And so you will go in there on trust. And,
purely trust. Purely trust. You'll know...
I mean, but can you tell the difference, James? I mean, if you put put some in a bowl or whatever...
Yes, yes.
Can
you'll
you actually
it.
Tell the
you'll
difference
you'll
that
see
this
it.
Is
Oh, yes,
been
you'll
mixed.
See it. Yes, yes. Even water. Water will go to the bottom. I can't remember what top or bottom, but you'll see, you just let it sit for a couple of minutes and you'll see the gunk come to the bottom. Rubbish will come to the bottom and the water will...
And most of us do not have that kind of time to take a bowl with and say, give me a little bit, let me see. You haven't got that time.
You don't. But that's again, trust.
A garage
that turns over a lot of fuel is better, because the fuel's getting renewed all the time. So the chances for sediment falling inside, keeping at the bottom of the tanks is very, very little. So the more they refill the tanks, the quicker it goes. So, but you got to trust. Trust is the biggest thing. Don't stop in the middle of a little place and get diesel because you're looking for problems.
It always makes me wonder how these people think of up all these things,
A thief is very clever. A thief is very clever. They will always make out something quite easily. And I think in the UK, they've got special diesel for commercial vehicles called red diesel. It's dyed.
Red diesel?
It's red diesel. So it's dyed. If you get caught with that, you are in huge trouble, because they give them at a reduced rate. So they put a special dye in there to do it. But we don't do that yet. It's not as far as I know.
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, well, they'll put something else in, like petrol.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But the most of the problems that's common in South African cars are the engine problems. Like I say, go and have your vehicle checked. See when it was last serviced. Keep up to date. Fords, Opels, Citroens, Hondas, the newer ones. Don't just put any oil in those engines with the wet timing belt. It will destroy the wet timing belt prematurely and you will have major engine issues.
Now, when they purchase these vehicles, do these dealers tell them about this or do they have to read the notebook?
You've got to find out for yourself. Okay. Or if someone tells you over the radio.
That's what you're doing because, well, I mean, I didn't know that.
Now, as a young lady came to me on Saturday, she's just bought a little Ford Eco Sport, a little Ford Focus Eco Sport. It's got the 3-cylinder turbocharged motor. It's got the web belt. I said, have you got a service book? Yes, they got a service book. I looked at the service book and they showed me the invoice. The guy put the wrong oil in. I said, you've got to have the oil changed. He's put 20W50 in there or 20W40.
So what do you do in that? Did you drain the oil?
Oil filter and we'll put the correct grade of oil in. Okay. It's a special oil for the Fords. It's a special made for the wet timing belt. Believe me, these wet timing belts, the average cost of a Ford Ranger or your Eco Sport, something like that, you're looking, what's it, £1,000 or £1,200, sure. Times that by 25. It's a lot of money.
Yes, a lot of money.
So, you've got to remember that if you're purchasing this car, find out, like I've always said, find out the finer details.
Yeah, because we go purchase a car, because it looks good, you've got it, looks smart, you ride it out the showroom, off you go. Don't know these things. No. And when it goes for service, I mean, when you purchase the car and you've got the service, you've got to go to service every so many kilometers.
Every 15, they say.
I mean, they don't tell you now. No. You know, we're not putting the right, and they should know.
They should know, but they don't. You see, that's the problem. I try to do a little bit more homework on the cars and do things. It's the same as the old BMW 320s and the 323s, and when they came out, it was they called them the yuppie car because a yucky young executive had bought it because money was starting to come back into the country. The problem is it came to 80,000 kilometers there to change the timing belt, and it was expensive to do. And the guys just took it to guys in the back of what they call backyard mechanics, and they didn't know what they were doing. And the car ended up having problems. Meantime, it was quite simple to do, but that's what the thing is. The wet timing belt, take it to someone who knows what they're doing, because you could, it's going to cost you a lot of money.
In the book that you that comes with the car? Would this information be there?
No. They'll tell you what oil to use.
Yes.
I think that'll be in the book, but they won't tell you about the wet timing belt.
Okay.
They'll keep all the things secret.
So I'm glad we're having this discussion because there's many, many, many out there.
The nice little EcoBoost. The EcoBoost motor is not the EcoSport, the EcoBoost.
Yes.
Eco Sport has got the dry timing belt. The other ones have got wet timing belt.
Oh, my word.
But Hondas have got them. Honda, Citroen, Peugeot. They've got the PureTech motor. I think it's called, they call it the 1200.
So they've got the wet.
They've got the wet belt and also premature braking because they're putting the wrong oil in it.
And the cars with the dry?
The dry belt anywhere from like your old Ford Escort, that was 40,000 Ks.
Yes.
You did it. BMW M40 motor, the 318, 40,000 Ks. Then it went to 60. And then 75 for the Opel Corsas,
the
Buckies.
Opals. Yeah.
And then anywhere from the Fords, anywhere from 120 up to 180,000 Ks, very similar to the VW. So it alters on which vehicle motor. You got to go in, look and see when they recommend. But normally every 5 years.
Yeah.
That's what they say, 5 years or X amount of kilometers, because that's when they reckon the V-belt starts to break down, premature wear, it starts to corrode from the moisture level in anything. So, so that's the engine problems and whatever. But these are engine problems. You find a knock, stop, don't drive, take it to someone that knows it. Hydraulic tappet noises. You can get stuff to try and help with hydraulic tappet noises. Shims, no, you'd have to take it to someone to set the shims. But there's very few cars with that nowadays, only high-performance cars. Transmission issues, that you would have to take to a good gearbox place. Or a dealer, but the dealer will charge you for a new gearbox. So find out who does the servicing of the gearboxes. When it's due to get done, Honda Jazz, about every 100,000 Ks, you just change the oil.
That's a big job.
No, it's quite quick. It's not like the oil's expensive. The oil's about 1,000 rand for 4 litres or something. Whatever.
1,000 rand?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Nothing unusual. But it's a lot better than buying another gearbox.
Yes, so, very true.
So, it's quite a quick, you change the oil. You can change the filter the next one, but they just say change the oil at about 100,000 Ks.
Yeah.
Steering and suspension problems, we know all this, your car will be wandering, shocks, bone, ball joints, the joints on his other Isuzu, ball joints, tie rod ends, rack ends, control embouchures. There's a lot list. You've got to have someone check that out. Once you have that done, wheel alignment, just make sure everything's right. And that's another thing, tyres as well. Tyres are a big problem.
Tyres can also cause funny noises while you're driving. Am I right?
That can cause drifting. That can cause the car to drift prematurely. Even though it's a brand new tyre, we've had it before where the car actually feels like it's skimming across the road.
Yes.
And that's a brand new tyre. Sometimes there's a fault with the tyres itself. I know it can cause it. People say nonsense. No, we've had it before. So go and have your tyres checked, wheel alignment and things like that. And like I said, if you can't afford four tyres, buy two this month, two next month.
Yes.
That's another thing.
And then you rotate them.
Then rotate them. Maybe 10,000 Ks they recommend and have them balanced if you want to and wheel alignment if you don't hit pavements. Because the smallest bit of a knock can just change
say
alter
that,
the tyres.
Say that again, James, if you don't hit
the pavements.
I do hope my hubby's listening. Say it again, James.
No, but Mark drives over the pavement. He doesn't hit it. Okay. And then another one, windows and door lock issues. The window switches can give problems, and they are quite expensive. Some of them come complete with a 4-button, 5-button, and you've got to change the whole window switch. Keep cold drinks and Coca-Cola, coffee away from the window switches. Don't rest anything like your center car. My wife is just as bad, but she doesn't tend to
win. I think this is a very good tip.
Be careful.
Because we all do it.
Yes. Oh, yes. And no, we do.
We all do it.
But mine is manual, so I don't have to worry about that.
in the go, at the back is manual, but in the front is electric.
So don't keep Coke in your hand because that gets caught into the switches, into the little, and it can cause corrosion and all kinds of problems. The switches will stick and then they won't work and the window will work and it doesn't work. You can do that. And then your indicator switches as well. Be careful. Don't be rough on them because they're quite expensive. Some cars are a lot sensitive. So I use my whole hand to pull mine down. Just gently push it down and up. Don't try and flick it because a lot of times the flicking will cause a problem with the switch at a later stage, not now, and it'll cause a premature wear on the switch.
And then you've got problems.
Yeah, and I did a Renault Sandero the other day, and I asked the agent, what's your price of your switch? And he said to me, 7,000 rand. I almost fell on my back.
A little switch?
A little switch, indicator switch. So our brothers, you can get them a lot cheaper. But that's if people don't know.
Yeah.
You know, so because it's got a hooter on it, it's got a headlight switch on it, and it's got an indicator. It's all in one. Yeah. But when the lady put her headlights on, the hooter wouldn't work.
Yeah.
So you've got to have the hooter nowadays because people are idiots.
You see, many of us, I mean, look at myself. When I was reversing, reversing the go, and only one light came up, I panicked. I phoned you and said, only one light's working. And you said, that's how they make them today. Well, so there's so many things we do not know.
Yes. Now, you brought this up now. I did a car last week. The way I do a car is I always check the lights first.
Yes.
I go through all the lights, brake lights, headlights. And his headlights worked on his car. And he phoned me the next morning and said to me, his headlights have stopped working. I said, no, you've got to be kidding me. So he came back and I checked everything, but it's going on to brights. Now, this is one of the new Toyota Argos. It's like the wife's car. They're using one headlight globe. It's a single filament headlight globe. In the side, like I said to you before, we mentioned this, on the headlight, it's got a little flap motor.
Yes.
So as it goes into brights, it picks up the flap motor.
Yes, and then it dims
and
again.
Then it just brings down the headlight beam a bit, and then it picks up again. Problem lies with that system that I'm finding now is if the headlight goes, you don't have any headlights. So whereas before you had a double filament globe, you'd have a bright and a dim.
That's right.
Now you only have one globe, and this car, for some reason, both headlight globes went at the same time.
Yeah.
So to me, that's a safety issue.
Yes.
I don't think it's the correct way, but it's not often it happens. You normally get one and you can get it. But I checked fuses. I'm going, but why is it not going to? Then I went out, had a look at the globes. The globes are gone. It was a blame on me, but it wasn't a blame. It's an electrical system. Anything can happen. So be careful if you've got one single globe.
Yeah, ours is the reverse one.
Yeah, yours is just the reverse.
Well, that's okay, but I did panic. I think you got the call and I hit a panic. So,
but they do that now because they don't have to make the headlight bigger. They're making the headlight smaller.
Yeah.
So they're
saving on
a lot of money on different globes and whatever. And then you'll see a lot of the cars now use it, what they call ellipsoidal headlights, brought out by BMW and Mercedes in it. In the 80s, 90s, magnifying glass. So they use it through a magnifying glass to try and get the beam further and more direct.
Yeah.
So that you'll see the little
more detailed and in-depth.
Yeah. So you can't put cheap headlight globes in there, and a lot of guys are still doing it. The heat that will also come off there will cause problems as well over a period of time.
What is annoying as well, I mean, you could be driving, as you said, lights are working, then all of a sudden there's no lights. And, I mean, that can happen. So that's a fuse. That could be a fuse.
Headlight globes. This is globes. I checked everything. You can't have both go at the same time. Yeah. And then the reason is both globes went at the same time.
Exactly.
It's almost like it was a voltage spark because the one blew, it blew the other one.
Yes.
And they were expensive. They were over 200 rand each.
Wow.
Yeah, so but that's
does happen.
It does happen. Yeah. It does happen. So just be careful if you're going to do it. Like I say, check lights and whatever. Yeah.
So James, time has run out.
Oof, already.
Well, can you believe it? 10:59. So is there anything else you want to share quickly before we say goodbye?
No, just go through your car. That's it. Yes. You know, we'll mention all the other stuff next week
It was a good session today, James. A lot of tips and lots of, you know, we learn all the time, don't we?
Yeah. So enjoy your weekend, kids. This farewell. I'd like to see all the kids get home safely.
Yes.
They might have a bit of a bubble us, but at least someone's dropping them off.
And we all do. Then James, you want to give your number out quickly?
081-070-4919. Have a good one,
there
people.
There we go. Thanks, James. Bye.
Ciao.
The Motor Zone was brought to you by EZQ for you. Vehicle admin made easy. Call 073-280-2971.
Have you got vehicle admin headaches? Hi, I'm Hazel from EZQ4U and I have a solution. Whether it's personal or business, renewals, registrations, taking for roadworthy or getting number plates, EZQ4U sorts it all. From licensing to ownership changes, BRNC applications to engine clearances, even deceased estate vehicle processing. We do the running around so you don't have to. Take the schlep out of your vehicle admin. Call or WhatsApp EZQ4U on 073-280-2971 today. EZQ4U, vehicle admin made easy.